Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. Yes, where our mission is to educate, motivate, and elevate the consciousness of our people. Reminding you that the only job on the planet is really to return to love. You see, they call this a prayer line. I call it just an experience, an inspirational love experience. Reminding people and assisting people on how to live from that higher self, recognizing that love is the power force, that powerful force that assists us in living in that space. You see, this show today will take us through that journey to our inner self. I tell you, God is good. We're going to get started. I'm going to play a song. To my heart, oh Lord. To my heart, oh Lord. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, I wake up and I need God to just. All right, this is God in the Flesh. And you tuned in to The Love Journey. I am Janine in England, and this is Speak to My Heart. Donnie McClurkin right here on The Love Journey.
If I can hear from you, then I'll know what to do. I won't go on. Never go on my own. Just let your spirit guide and let your word abide.
Speak to my heart, Lord.
From my heart.
Give me your holy
word.
If I can hear from you,
if I can hear,
then I'll know what to do.
Then I'll know what to do.
I'll never go on my own.
No,
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome again to another episode of The Love Journey. And that was Donnie McClurkin, Speak to My Heart. I am Janine Ann Ingram. Again, this is The Love Journey. Yes, this is The Love Journey. They call this a prayer line, but I call this a experience. Welcome to your love experience. Welcome to your new day where all things are washed away. We're going to get ready and turn within, recognizing that there is only one power, one presence in this whole universe. And yes, we recognize this great spirit known by many names on this line. We call it God. Oh, yes. And we recognize God as good, omnipotent, everywhere present, recognizing that there is not a spot that our God is not. And so as we begin to turn within, recognizing that powerful presence, becoming present with that one that is the one inside of us, that mighty I Am consciousness, as we center our mind and begin to focus in on our breath, because family, sometimes we forget to breathe. Sometimes we forget to breathe. Family, I want you to breathe in through your nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight. Release through the mouth. And remember to breathe into the heart and deep into the diaphragm. Family, sometimes we forget to breathe. I want you to breathe. And so in this right now moment, I want you to be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. Family, I want you to breathe, be still, still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. Be still and know that I am, that I am. Family, breathe. Family, breathe. And release. And last time, family, breathe. Be still and know that I am, that I am God. Breathe, family, breathe. And release. Divine Mother, Father, God, precious and Holy Spirit, to our heart. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to our mind. As I ask that every word of my mouth, come, Holy Spirit, and every meditation of my heart, oh, come, Holy Spirit, will be so acceptable in thy sight. I ask you to remove all of my human created thoughts. Come, Holy Spirit, and remove all of my human created ego. Come, Holy Spirit, that I may speak from the transcending power, my mighty holy consciousness, my higher mind self, my holy Christ self, that I may speak from the essence of my God energy, my goddess energy. May I speak from the higher mind, God, come, Holy Spirit, and speak as I remove all of myself, as I come empty, Holy Spirit, that you may feel my presence with all of you right now, my Holy Christ self. Come, my God consciousness. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill every cell and every molecule and every muscle fiber and all of the space in me that I may speak your words, God, that my words may be your words and my thoughts may be your thoughts, Holy Spirit, that I may surrender to the very essence of my core, of my being as I come to pray this prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring forth a fresh anointing today, God. I ask you to bring a fresh anointing upon this life, fresh revelation, new wineskins, Holy Spirit. I ask you to come and anoint our minds and our souls, Holy Spirit, that we may be cleansed and renewed right now, God, that any information, data, and pattern and behaviors that has been stored inside of our DNA and our cell pattern and our muscle fiber and organ, God, I ask you to cleanse it and renew it, God. I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and cleanse our mind right now, God. I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and cleanse our thoughts right now, God. I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and do your will right now, God. I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and let there be light, God. Father God, somebody came today. They needed to hear your thoughts today, God. You see, somebody came because they came with the mind to be blessed today, God. Somebody came with the mind to be blessed as I call forth the divine presence of our higher God being at the center of our mind, God. I ask you to come and activate all the forces inside of us right now, God. All the forces in the mighty, powerful name of Christ. I ask you to come as I recognize that our mind is a part of the infinite mind of you, God. Therefore, we declare before the God of our being, God, that in this season that we ask for your courage, God, to continue to move, God, your strength, Holy Spirit, and your clarity to do the will that you have so eloquently placed in the soul, the goals of our soul, God. As you unfold those goals, come, Holy Spirit. And let us walk in that divine purpose, God, as you cleanse our body right now, God. As you renew every cell in our body right now, God. As you come and renew every muscle fiber and organ, God. As you come, Holy Spirit, and cleanse our mind right now, God. As you come and renew the soul in us right now, God. And cleanse anything that's keeping us from the highest and best good, God. I speak now to the God of our being because you know, God. From the transcending power, you know, even before we ask, God, any desires, needs, and wants, you already know, God, because you are the ruling power of all things in this universe, and we recognize that you are the ruling power over our own personal life, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and lead us right now, God. Oh, Father, Mother, God, direct us right now, God. Guide us, for we are open to receive all that you have in store for us this morning, God. All that you have in store for us in this day, God. All that you have in store for this life, God. We ask you to come and bring forth that Ephesians 3:20 kind of life, God. That Ephesians 3:20 day, I speak to the God of our being, knowing, God, knowing that you are always there and that you will never leave nor forsake us, God. Because you said in your word that you will never leave us, God. And we recognize that the God power that is us, all around us, in us, is greater than anything that could ever be outside of us. So right now, in this right now moment, we give thanks to the God consciousness, the mighty I am presence, the God is energy of ourselves this morning. We give thanks for the God power of our mind for giving us the power of self-mastery today, God, giving us the power of self-mastery over every thought that is anything other than the truth, God. Giving us self-mastery over every feeling and emotional block that's keeping us from the higher purpose of our life, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, right now, God, and cleanse and renew every cell, every thought, every muscle fiber, every organ, every pattern, every belief system, any information, anything that's stored in us right now, God. I ask you to cleanse it right now. That we may come in total surrender of your will, God, and that the souls of our, that the goals of our soul may be birthed right now, God. That the very essence of the purpose of why we're here come forth right now, God. And what must we do to become how you're seeking to express yourself through us right now, God, that any habits and patterns and behaviors that must be changed to allow you to seek your highest and best and fullest, most promise through us in this right now moment, come and do it right now, God, in the powerful name, nature, and consciousness of your Son, Christ. We say amen. We say amen. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning to all the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees. Good morning to the sun, the moon, the stars, the clouds, the rain. We give thanks as we honor the universe. We say good morning to the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, the ethers. Good morning to all the energy in the universe. And good morning. As we invoke and invite the most beneficent angelic family. As we invite and invoke our beautiful angels, those legions of angels, millions and millions of angels into this call, come angels. And as we send our angels out on assignment, because we've been given dominion and authority, good morning, angels, as we send forth those legions of angels to go before us today to create a path of ease, elegance, and grace, to create this day of Ephesians 3:20, you know, abundantly more, abundantly more than we can ever think, ask, or imagine. Come, angels. Good morning, angels. Good morning, archangels. As we send you out today as well and invite and invoke, as we invite and invoke your presence of protection and love. Good morning, ascended masters. Good morning, archangels, as we invite and invoke your presence. Good morning to all the unseen presence. Good morning, master guides, as we invite and invoke your presence. And good morning, spirit guides, as we invite and invoke our spirit God to simply say thank you and pay homage to our ancestors, as we invite and invoke the presence of the ancestors into the call this morning, as we speak to the known and unknown ancestors, we thank them and we honor them and we give praise to those who walked this journey before us, who left us as their legacy. We say thank you, ancestors. Good morning, ancestors. Good morning, Miss Mom, Miss Anastasia McAdoo, my mother. Thank you for being a vehicle. Thank you. As we honor all of our ancestors, speak their names in our minds, sending love to the known and unknown, and to Miss Mama Colette Grant. We send you love, and as we stand here in gratitude, sending lots of gratitude into those descendants, to those who will come behind us. We especially send love into those right now, just giving thanks that our legacy will bring forth a powerful descendants that will continue to move and perpetuate the purpose of our lineage. We give thanks to those who will come behind us. And as we stop and honor the divine presence of each and every one of you, we say good morning to the Love Journey family. Good morning to my gods and goddesses. Peace, peace, peace to the kings and queens, my millionaires and billionaires. I honor you this morning because the light in me honors, greets, and honors the light in you. The light in me greets and honors the light in you. The love in me greets and honors the love in you. And the God in me greets and honor the God in you. Namaste, family. You've tuned in to the Love Journey. Yes, they call it a prayer line, but I call it an experience, a love experience. Welcome to the love experience. Welcome to your new day where all things are washed away. I am Janine Ann Ingram. Absolutely excited to be excited about what God is doing. So this moment, we want to take a few minutes and just honor the divine presence of what the divine presence is doing through us in this right now moment. What is it seeking to express to us right now as we honor the divine body temple, as we send love into our special selves, meaning that each and every one of us is special. And so as we take time to love, soak ourselves in love, love, I want you to begin by moving yourself into a space of remembrance. And for all our new callers, welcome. And this is the part where we just begin to soak ourselves in the idea of love, honoring the divine presence as of this morning. You see, when we begin to love and appreciate and master oneself, princess, one discovers God. And so in this right now moment, I just want you to begin to reminisce. And the reason I want you to begin to remember reminisce is because I want you to remember what it felt like to be in that energy of love. I want you to begin to reminisce on a time when you felt love, where love, yes, love permeated every cell in your body, where love illuminated your mind and pulsated from your organs and permeated your body. I want you to remember a time where you felt love. I want you to remember that feeling as well as the memory in your mind, but I want you to get into your heart and remember what your heart felt like when you were being loved. My heart feels so warm. I want you to remember when it felt so warm, when that energy of love was around. I want you to remember what your soul started to sing. Like birds in the spring, when you begin to feel that love, you see, love permeated all of who you were in that right now moment. I want you to remember it. And I want you to bring that feeling into this right now moment, because it's the feeling that gets the blessing. You see, I want you to remember what it felt like to be loved. Loved, love, love. And it could have been for any powerful reason. A powerful spiritual exchange between you and someone you loved. Ooh. Or the birth of a newborn baby. Her heart expanding. Oh, with the birth of a newborn baby. Wow, holding that new life in your arms, and looking into the eyes, and feeling the presence of love, knowing that love was who you are. Or maybe you happen to be standing under a full moon lit night, holding hands with the one you love, standing by a vast body of water and basking in the glow of the moon's love. Oh, and it felt so good, because you knew that you were loved by the universe. Or maybe it was a beautiful sunrise, the majesticness of the rising sun to greet you in the morning with the warmth of a kiss on your face saying, good morning, love. And you knew you were loved by the universe. Or maybe it was like Frankie Beverly calls it, the golden time of the day. The golden time of day. You know, that time of the day when the sun is releasing its presence and colors are starting to permeate and emanate. And you see these different hues that are permeating from the sun. It's purples and golds and reds and orange. And you stood in its majesticness as it was releasing its presence, and you knew you were loved, loved by the universe. Standing in the oneness of the vast energy of Mother Nature reminds you that you are loved. But whatever had you so lit up and so turned on, I want you to bring that feeling into this right now moment. Whatever had you reminded of what it felt like to be loved, to give love, to know love, to receive love, I want you to bring that experience, that feeling into this right now moment. I want you to remember what it felt like. And as you breathe in every breath amplifies the feeling of that love. Yes, every breath you take amplifies the feeling of that love. And I want you to continue to just feel the presence of that love as you begin to release the thought of anyone else in this picture. I want you to begin to just focus all of that love into you. All of that love, and every breath you take amplifies that love more for yourself, because I want you to love you, baby. I want you to love you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I want you to love you today. Loving you. Oh, yes, loving you. Just because you are. Just because you deserve to be loved by you. You see, your brand of beauty is absolutely beautiful. You are beautiful. You are amazing. And you deserve to be loved. Loved by you. I just want you to take a few minutes and just love you. Reminding yourself that every breath you take is amplifies the love that you feel for you right now. Just loving you, appreciating you, honoring you. Because you are so divine. So divine and meticulously made. You are worthy to be loved. So worthy, so deserving. And in this right now moment, I want you to pick up your mirrors and begin to look in your eyes into the depth of your soul and speak to the very essence of every cell in your body and say, I give myself permission to love me today. Come on, family. Let's do it. I give myself permission to love, love, love me today. And as you continue to look in your eyes, I just want you to say thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to love you today. And as you continue to look in your eyes, I want you to say that again, but this time I want you to put your name on it. Thank you, Janine. Thank you, Janine, for the opportunity to love you today. And I want you to say, I fully and deeply love and accept myself exactly as I am right now. Come on, family. I want you to say it again. I fully and deeply love and accept myself exactly as I am right now. Because I deserve love, family. Say it. I deserve love. Let's say it again. I deserve love. I want you to say it like you mean it. I deserve love. And three times to yourself, I want you to say, I am love. I am love. I am love. Let's do it, family. I am love. I am love. I am love. And I want you to say, I am divine love and expression. Let's do it, family, three times. I am divine love and expression. I am divine love and expression. I am that I am divine love and expression. And I want you to continue to look in your eyes, family. And this time I want you to scan the room and come back and fall into your eyes and say, you know, like love at first sight. You ever walked into the room and the room was this essence of beauty and all sensuality, and all you could think was, oh, wow. And all of a sudden your eyes locked eye to eye, heart to heart, energy exchanged, and it's so like love at first sight. That's what I want you to do when you see yourself. I want you to scan the room and lock your eyes on your eyes. I want it to be eye to eye, heart to heart, love to love. And I want you to say, good morning, love. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. I want you to say, I waited all night long. You see, I waited all night long just to say good morning to you. And you, I want you to know you are what the world's been waiting for. You see, the world is waiting to experience your greatness. Your greatness awaits. Come on, family. Let's do it this time together with our name on it. I want to know your name. Oh, good morning, love. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Good morning, Janine. I waited all night long. Janine, I waited all night long. You see, I waited all night long just to look you in your eyes and say good morning, love. You see, Janine, you are absolutely what the world's been waiting for. You see, Janine, the world's been waiting on you. The world is waiting to experience your greatness. You see, Janine, your greatness awaits. Woo-wee. And I want you to say your name, and I want you to say, I love you. I really, really love you. I really, really love you. Let's do it, family. Let's do it, Janine. I love you. I really, really love you. Let's do it again, Janine. I love you. I really, really love you. And last time, Janine Ann Ingram, I love you. Ooh, I really, really love you. And you see, I want you to marinate in that feeling of love, because you are the first representation of love in your life. You teach people how to show up in your space. You are the first representation of that love. You teach people. Family, love is an inside job, so just marinate in that love.
You know, the moment you realize you're not alone is your finest hour. When you can finally allow yourself to be seen as you truly are. That's what intimacy is to me. It's acceptance of yourself. I can tell you the truth about me, and you can tell me the truth about you, and we can still be cool. It's relationship, commitment. We're all in this thing together, you know. Life is about connecting, making room for your friends. It's making yourself vulnerable. Don't nobody want to do that. It separates the men from the boys. Intimacy. It's the art of loving, the act of giving and sharing and laughing. It's sensual and seductive, but you ain't got to seduce me. I'm already yours.
I'm already yours.
At some point, you have to come to the understanding that you're an instrument of love. Can you dig it? I thought I knew all there was to know about it, you understand? But I've only been scratching the surface, y'all. Intimacy. I think I'm ready now.
Just reminding you, family, you have not been loved until you've been loved by you. You see, it's love that helps us master ourselves. It's love that raises our self-esteem. It's love that raises our net worth. It's love that recognizes the value that we are to the planet. How are you feeling now today for you? Welcome to your experience. You get to have it your way. All right, family, that was beautiful. Whew, I love the love song, family. I love it. I love myself so much, so much. All right, family, we're going to keep this train moving, this experience moving. It's already 6:40. And today I wanted to talk about increase, increase, increase. I tell you, God is good. I just want to send some shout-out to the Cubs. Yes, 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 yeah. If you're from Chi-Town, you know what it means. The Cubs won the World Series last night. Increase, family. Yes, we're talking about increase today. So we've been talking about, in the last 2 days, the question, empowering question. What must I become to allow the universe to express through me? What must I become? What is the universe trying to express through me? What is the universe seeking to express to me? What is the universe merging in me to become? Those have been the questions that we pondered over. And we ask ourselves, why do we surrender to that point to allow the presence of the universe to do what it does? Because it helps us to increase. So today, we're going to talk about increase. A couple of ways. We got to increase our capacity to receive and recognize when we're in the season of increase. Isaiah 43:19 says, see, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. That's the NIV version. That's Isaiah 43:19. Sometimes we find ourselves in situations beyond our own control. But I come to tell you today, even when you can't see it, God is working behind the scenes. You see, when you're down to nothing, God is still up to something. Because God is always doing a new thing. Our Creator is always making a way for us even when there seems to be no way. You see, the Creator wants to lead us out of that dry, desolate places into places of peace, safety, and abundance, you know, to create that, what we call that Ephesians 3:20 life. God wants to take us from a season of drought to a season of abundance. But our part is simply to trust and switch over from an attitude of fear and doubt to an attitude of faith. Well, how do you change your attitude? Start by changing what's coming out of our mouth. Cleansing our thoughts. Renewing our emotional bodies. Instead of speaking about our situation, speak to our situation. Every day we must declare, oh, Holy Spirit, this is the day that you've made. And we know, God, Father, Mother, God of this universe, you're taking us into an increase right now, God. That we are living in an increase right now, God. And that it's moving us forward with strength, with the joy of the Lord down in our hearts. And when we start speaking like that, soon our mind and heart will grab hold of the truth, and it won't be long before we are walking in more than we can ever think, ask, or imagine type of increase. The kind that God has prepared for us even before the day we was born. But are we ready to receive that increase? Isaiah 54:2 said, enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide and do not hold back. You see, God, the Creator, has many, many blessings for us, in store for us. Oh, the Creator has favor in our todays, in our tomorrows, in our future, like never imagined. You see, the Creator wants to take us places that God has never, ever, that we have never, ever, ever dreamed possible. But in order for us to partake, how can we increase our capacity to receive? You see, think about it this way. If you got a 1 gallon bucket and someone wants to give you 50 gallons of product to give you, the problem is that 1 gallon is not going to fit all 50 gallons of supply, right? But the problem is not with the supply. The problem is that you don't have the capacity to receive the 50 gallons. But if you get rid of the small container and get something larger, then you'll be able to receive more. It's the same way with God. If we think we reach limits, the problem isn't that God doesn't have the resources or the ability. The problem is that our container is too small. You see, we have to enlarge our vision and make room for new things that God has for us. Our attitude has to change. The patterns, the belief system has to change. We got to grow into the space of receiving a larger supply of blessings. You can't accomplish a $1 million dream with a $1 attitude. Ooh, that's tweetable. That's some good stuff I just said, didn't I? That's good, though. Seriously. You know, we can't worry about what's going on in the economy. Because guess what? We know God is still on the throne. And we know everywhere we go, wherever we go, God's mercy and goodness follow us everywhere we go. So why do we concern ourselves with the seemingly appearance of who's going to be president, who's not going to be president, what's going on with the economy? None of those things affect our supply when we know what our, who's and what our supply is. So what do we have to do to prepare ourselves to receive a larger supply? How do we change that glass ceiling of limitations that we've created for ourselves? How do we remove the limits that we've placed on the unlimited? In order to do that, we got to remove ourselves from the belief systems that we've believed for so long in order to increase our capacity to receive. When you increase your capacity to receive, you get ready to live an abundant life. Now, here's what Mastin Kemp said that we have to do in order to receive a bigger blessing. One of the things he said is we got to learn how to surround ourselves with people who are doing what we want to do. He said, It's widely known that you can see how far in life you will go based on who you surround yourself with. You see, when I first heard this, I knew I had to figure out some new friends, but he said not because I was better than my friends, but because I wanted more out of life, see. So I had to set myself on a path of trying to improve the people I was around, and that wasn't easy. He said I wanted to be around people who was doing what I wanted to do, those successful people at the level of the success I wanted. I wanted to see how they did stuff. I wanted to think their thoughts. I wanted to breathe their breath. I wanted to be in their space. I wanted to know what they knew. I wanted to be able to improve my life and the ability to serve the world while I was doing it. Wow. He said, but up in my peer group, proved to be far greater challenge than I thought. However, once I finally figured out how to do it, my whole life changed. He said improving my peer group increased my happiness. See, improving the people I was around increased my fulfillment. You see, people who was doing what I wanted to do increased my finance and totally changed my life. So if you want more in life, more impact, more results, more energy, more money, more success, your peer group, the people you're around, is a vital sign of whether that will happen or not. You can keep your current friends. However, when it comes to life transformation, we want to be picky about who we take advice from. We must go to people who have already produced the outcome we want and then model their behavior, because success leaves clues. See, success has footprints. So how do you up your peer group? And this is what he said. All this is Master Kim. This is not me. He said, I know people say I read like it's my words, but I'm reading his words. He said, here's how. Make a list of 10 or so people who have already done what you want to do. Who are they? And then list them up. Get all their books and programs, sign up for their emails, study them, read their thoughts, take their courses, watch how they do stuff online and in other areas of their business. 3, find a way to help them or add value to their life. We live in an entitled society. If you can reach out to those you look up to by not wanting anything but just to add value, you will separate yourself. This must be a consistent intention. People can feel when you are a taker or have an ulterior motive. Many successful people like things of meaning rather than fancy stuff. Find out what makes them tick and speak to their heart. 4, he says, overgive to them. Add value, add value, add value, add value. I cannot say this enough. 5, when the time feels right, ask them for their advice. Take them to lunch and always buy. 6, be their star student. If you implement and are successful with it, you not only shine, you will make your mentor shine too. That's huge. 7, as you do this, people will begin to notice you and you will naturally begin to be introduced to others. And then a new peer group will form. 8, always meet people from a place of knowing that you are already enough. I cannot stress this enough. Let me say that again. No matter where they are and no matter how high they are and where you are, always meet people from a place of knowing that you are already more than enough, baby. Come on, shut it down. You are already more than enough. Insecurity and neediness are not attractive. You are enough. You are more than enough. I'm going to read that one more time. Always meet people from a place of knowing that you are enough. Shake their hands. Look them in the eyes like you already know that you are more than enough. Insecurity and neediness are not attractive. Walk with the strut that you are already more than enough when you walk in the room. Whew. Okay, this time I added a little of my words to it. 9, trust. Trust what misses you was never for you. You see, if you didn't get it, it was never meant for you to get it anyway. What's for you can never miss you. God knows your address. Trust me, what's yours, the divine won't stop letting it happen. God and the divine has a deeper Rolodex than you can ever imagine. So if you're supposed to meet someone, you will in the perfect time. Trust me, what's for you is for you, and nobody can stop. Was God saying it for you? but you. So let's get out here, family. Let's start surrounding ourselves with people doing what we want to do. Life wants to support us. There's a way to find success, model the success of others, and support those that inspire you. That's a lot to think about. But if you want something different, you got to do something different. Albert Einstein said it. You can't go in situation or changing a situation with the same mindset that created the situation. Yeah, I'm stretching the words a little bit because I want you to know it may not be a problem, but if you want something different in your life, you cannot create a new life with the same mindset that created the life you have already. If you got a $10 hour job, you can't go in there thinking you're going to make a $1 million with a $10 mindset. If you got a $15 hour job, you can't go in there with a $15 mindset trying to change into a $1 million mindset. You got to be around the people and stretch and grow. You got to take that leap. You got to jump, family. You got to change your mindset. So, of course, you know, I got another video. Becoming this video queen. Motivation. And it's called Dream Family. And then if you want to open up the lines and you got something you want to say, we can do that. But family, it's all about the increase. And the first place to start increasing is changing our mindset, praying over and changing the people we're around. That don't mean we got to stop being friends with people we're friends with, but we got to hang out with people doing what we want to do. And so today, family, you get the opportunity to choose if that's what you want for your life. You see, this is a game changing right here. When you start changing your friendships and people that you're around, that's a game change. Are you really ready to change? Are you really seeing what you really want? Let's do it, family. Listen to the video, and then we can open up the line for any conversation.
I don't know what that dream is that you have. I don't care how disappointing it might have been as you've been working toward that dream, but that dream that you're holding in your mind, that it's possible, that some of you already know that it's hard. It's not easy. It's hard changing your life. That in the process of working on your dreams, you are going to incur a lot of disappointment, a lot of failure, a lot of pain. There are moments when you're going to doubt yourself and say, God, why is this happening to me? I'm just trying to take care of my children and my mother. I'm not trying to steal or rob from anybody. Why does this have to happen to me? For those of you that have experienced some hardships, don't give up on your dreams. Their rough times are going to come, but they have not come to stay. They have come to pass.
Greatness is not this wonderful, esoteric, elusive, godlike feature that only the special among us will ever take. You know, it's something that truly exists in all of us.
It's very important for you to believe that you are the one. Most people, they raise a family, they earn a living, and then they die. They stop growing, they stop working on themselves, they stop stretching, they stop pushing themselves. That a lot of people like to complain, but they don't want to do anything about their situation. And most people don't work on their dreams. Why? One is because of fear. The fear of failure. What if things don't work out? And the fear of success. What if they do and I can't handle it? These are not risk takers.
You spend so much time with other people. You spend so much time trying to get people to like you. You know other people more than you know yourself. You studied them. You know about them. You want to hang out like them. You want to be just like them. And you know what? You've invested so much time in them, you don't know who you are. I challenge you to spend time by yourself.
It's necessary that you get the losers out of your life if you want to live your dream. But people who are running toward their dreams, life has a special kind of meaning.
When you become the right person, what you do is you start separating yourself from other people. You begin to have a certain uniqueness. As long as you're following other people, as long as you're being a copycat, you will never, ever be the best copycat in the world. But you will be the best you could be. I'm challenging you to define your value.
That everybody won't see it. That everybody won't join you. That everybody won't have the vision. It's necessary to know that. That you are an uncommon breed. It's necessary that you align yourself with people and attract people into your business who are hungry, people who are unstoppable and unreasonable, people who are refusing to leave life just as it is and who want more. The people that are living their dream of finding winners to attach themselves to. The people that are living their dreams of a people that know that if it's going to happen, it's up to them.
If you want to be more successful, if you want to have and do stuff you ain't never done before, number two, I'm asking you to invest in you. To invest in you.
Someone's opinion of you does not have to become your reality. That you don't have to go through life being a victim. And even though you face disappointments, you have to know within yourself that I can do this. Even if no one else sees it for me, I must see it for myself.
This is what I believe, and I'm willing to die for it. Period.
No matter how bad it is, or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it.
I want to represent an idea. I want to represent possibilities.
And some of you right now, you want to be, you know what I'm saying, you want to go to the next level. I want to counsel, you know, I want to be an engineer, I want to be a doctor. Listen to me, you can't get to that level. You can't get to the level economically where you want to be until you start investing in your mind. You're not reading books. I'm challenging y'all to go to conferences. I dare you to invest time. I dare you to be alone. I dare you to spend an hour getting to know yourself. When you become who you are, when you become the person that you were created to be, designed to be who you were designed to be, when you become an individual, what you do is you take yourself and you start separating yourself from other people. I tell you to get to a place where people don't like you, but don't even bother you no more. Why? Because you're not concerned with trying to make them happy, because you're trying to blow up. You're trying to get to the next level. I need you to invest in your mind. Invest in your mind. If you still talk about your dreams, if you still talk about your goals, but you have not done anything, just take the first step.
That you can make your parents proud, you can make your school proud, you can touch millions of people's lives, and the world will never be the same again because you came this way. Don't let nobody steal your dreams. After we face a rejection and a no, or we have a meeting and no one shows up, or somebody say, you can count on me, and they don't come through. What if we have that kind of attitude? The cause repossessed. Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win. You can live your dream.
Oh, my God, I was on mute, so y'all didn't hear nothing I said. Good morning, Claudette. I heard you come back in, Claudette. I thought I said all that to say, I'm going to say it again. If we want to change our minds, it's about that understanding that what we talked about today, if we want to change the direction of our life, we got to change the people we're hanging around. We got to change our mindset so we understand today was all about understanding increase. In order to increase our life, we got to change the people we are around. If they're not doing what we want to do, now, it's not bad if you, if $10 is good for you, $10 could be good for you. $15, $40 an hour. But if you want a $1 million mindset, you got to hang around people making that And then you got to take your $10 mindset and change it. You cannot create a million-dollar mindset with the mindset that created a $10 job. You can't do it. $15 job, $40 job, whatever level you want to go to, you need to hang around those people who are doing it. So we got the step-by-step process of what it's going to take for us to change that process. Well, we got to change our mind. We got to change the people we're hanging around. Hanging around, that is so important. I think that's one of the most important things. I tell you, since I've been hanging around people who are making $50,000 a month, $100,000 a month, sitting in their presence, just sitting, talking and having conversation, and seeing the books that they read, the conversations that they have, your energy, your process, then you get to see your own fears, but you also get to see how you can break through the glass ceiling that you created for yourself. And you get to break through that glass ceiling when you change the people you are around, when you get to change the mind. Think about it. Albert Einstein said it, and I'm going to keep saying it over and over again. He said you can't change the problem, but it's not necessarily a problem, but you can't change your situation with the same mindset that created it. The same mindset that created a $15 hour job, $100,000. If you got $100,000 a year job and you're ready to make millions and have freedom, you still got to change your mindset from $100,000 to $1 million. I know. I made six figures, but I haven't made millions. You want to be a $7 million sister. That's what I'm going to call you. $7 million brother. We got to change the way we think and hang around people who are making those seven figures. It's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You can change, you can read all the books, you can, but if you're not in the energy of it, it's going to be, I'm not going to say you won't get there, but I guarantee you it'll be a lot easier being around people who are doing what you want to do. Anybody want to add to this conversation, you can start six, share dreams. It ain't over till you win. It ain't over till you do what you got to do. I tell you, family, you can do it. We can do it. I'm doing the doggone thing, and I'm playing for love. All right. I'm looking at Blog Talk. Anybody on Blog Talk, press 1. Talking for star 6. All right. So we got a text question. I'm going to go back over the things, the steps that he said. And we're going to talk about the increase, and then I'm going to let y'all go. I ain't going to hold y'all. You know how they do in the sanctified church. Again, he said, the first thing we got to do is hang around the people who doing what we want to do. He said, up in his peer group proved to be a far greater challenge than he could ever have thought. He said, but he finally figured out how to do it, and it changed his whole life. It increased his happiness, his fulfillment, and his finances totally changed. He said, if you want more life, more in life, more impact, more results, more energy, more money, more success, you got to change the people who you're hanging around. And your peer group is a vital sign of whether that will happen or not. You can keep your current friends, but let me tell you, transformation only happens when we change the people we are around. We got to be picky who we're going to take advice from. How are we going to take advice from somebody who ain't even did what we want to do? We got to be around people who are already producing the outcome we want and model their behavior, because success leaves clues. Success leaves clues. Booker T. Washington says success has footprints. He said, make a list of the people for what you want to do. Read all their books. Sign up for their emails. Study their thoughts. Study their courses. Find a way to add value to their life. We live in an entitled society. Reach out to them, but not because you want something from them, but because you want to show them how you can add value to their life. Overgive, add value. When the time is right, ask for their advice. Take them to lunch and always pay for the lunch. Be their star student. Implement their success strategies. And then when you shine, not only will you shine, but you will your mentor will shine too. That's huge. He said, and then they will take notice and then begin to naturally introduce you to other people that are doing what they're doing and strengthening bigger. But always, this is the key, family. Always meet people from a place of knowing that you are more than enough. Let me say that again. Always go in. I don't care if you don't got a dime in the bank. I don't care if you're driving the raggediest car on earth. When you walk in there, you walk in there like you know that you know that you know that you are more than enough. Insecurities and neediness are not attractive behaviors. You are more than enough. Trust that the universe has your back. What misses you was never for you. What's for you can never miss you. God, the divine, the great spirit has a deeper Rolodex than you can ever imagine. If you're supposed to meet someone, you will in the perfect divine time. Now get out there. We got to do our work. Start meeting the people. Life is wanting to support us. And there's a way to find success. So the whole bottom line is when we come down to these points and from the other things that I said, prayer. Ask the infinite for direction. Ask the creator to direct you and to cleanse your mind and take away those patterns and those beliefs and that glass ceiling that you've placed upon yourself that has limited the unlimited. And hanging around people who are doing what you're doing helps take the glass ceiling off the space that you have given it. So today's lesson was just about increase. The second part of this increase was about being ready to receive. We cannot receive $1 million with a dollar mindset, a $10 mindset, a $15 mindset. You can't manifest $1 million dream with a dollar mindset. It's just not going to happen. Family. 2017 is around the corner. How do you want to live differently? You got to change the people you're around. It's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They say you are a sum total of the five people that you hang around the most. And probably the five people you hang around probably don't make more than you make put together. They're not doing what you want to do. Family, I think this is the big lesson right here. And I say this, I stretch this, and I say it and say it again, because I found it to be, in my own personal life, the best strategy to change in my life was really to get in there, write letters to these millionaires, sit with these millionaires, and start hanging around people and it just feeling of, yes, now don't get me wrong. There's those times when my own insecurities tried to rise up. There's times when that dark side of me tried to tell me, girl, how you going to walk in here with this $1 million man and blah, blah, blah. And I had to tell myself, because I'm a $1 million person, baby. Yeah, get it, girl. You worthy. Money don't make you. I had to tell my own mind all kind of stuff. Because sometimes those thoughts try to come up in your mind. But let me tell you, when there's no enemy inside, no enemy outside of you can never harm you. I promise you, your biggest enemy will never be anybody outside of you. Your biggest enemy is always going to be you. If you let your own, can't nobody snatch your dreams. They can say what they want to say, but you are your own dream snatcher. Because when I got my mind up, can't nobody say outside of me mean nothing. You can tell me the sky is red, and I'm going to tell you it's blue because I know it. I don't care if the sky is red. If I believe it's blue, you can't tell me nothing about what I believe. But when I'm already in a weak spot and you tell me my dreams, da-da-da-da-da, guess what? I'm going to fall for the okie-doke. Because I'm already my own enemy, and you just showing up being a bigger enemy outside of me, helping me be my own enemy. So I don't care about what nobody say outside. Ain't no such thing as no dream snatchers. You your only dream snatcher. You your only snatcher of your own dreams. You, it's up to you. You are the only reason why you going to fail or succeed. You. It's nobody else. I don't care what they say. I don't care how much you love them. They can tell you whatever. When you got your mind made up, can't nobody tell you nothing. I remember people used to tell me I was a teenager. I used to, you know, back then, the personalistic, and all my family hated it. And they used to tell me all kinds of stuff. And I didn't care. You know why? Because I liked it. And it didn't matter what they said. And I'm going to wear it because I wanted to wear it. Now I look back and say, whew, what was I thinking? But I love the fact that I have my own mind and nobody can stop me. Janine, stop wearing that dark lipstick. That's what they used to tell me. I used to put my little dark lipstick on wearing it anyway. Now I look back and maybe that shouldn't have been wearing it, but it's okay. It was because I liked it. And when I stopped wearing it, it's because I wanted to stop wearing it. It was nothing nobody could tell me. Nothing. And that's how you got to be with your dreams. When you believe in what you believe, I don't care who they are. Nobody can snatch your dream. Nobody can kill your dream but you. Because if somebody says something to you about your dream and you let it kill you, it was you anyway. So that's my message for today. Number. So if anybody got any questions, comments, concerns, star 6 and push the 1 on Blog Talk. Thank you for tuning in for another episode of The Love Journey. And tomorrow is another episode of my favorite show with my very own sister from another, Mr. Chesley A. Wells. And we will be doing again another episode of the Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe with the book Overcoming, Under-Earning. And, you know, that's all this conversation is going to really be about. Think about it. We only got these few days left in November. We already in the beginning of November. December being here 2017, and we do not want to go in 2017 with the same mindset that we had in 2016. Well, if you want to change and up-level your game, and I'm sure if you're reading this book, you want to up-level your game. So, again, make sure you get the book, Barbara Stanley, Overcoming, Under-Earning, Powerful, Family. Raise the level of your passion. And remember, Tess, you want to say something? I see you in the queue.
Yes, yes, yes. Good morning, good morning, good morning, family. Good morning. So could you give an example of how we could bring value to someone? So, like, you can even use me for an example. So I work in insurance. I have my own agency, and there's a few people that I can think of that I feel like, you know, I would love to be more closely mentored by them. However, when we say bring value, maybe you can give, like, some examples of how we can bring value. Even if you're not able to do it for, like, let's say, using me as an example, use whatever came to your mind when you heard, when you read that.
So when I started, and I used the word support as it came to my mind, when I started going after supporting or wanting to be in the space of Robert Smith, who is, like, the richest black man in America right now, I thought, what can I do to bring value to his life? So being able to sit down and have conversation with him teaches me what value I could bring to his life. So what I do is oftentimes I send him, like, inspirational things. I'll stop by his office and see if there's anything I could do to support his office in terms of maybe – answering the phones or, you know, what I can do. So I start asking, what can I do to support him? You know, and as he began to be around people, you will exactly know what kind of value you can bring to their life. Sometimes, you know, people don't have support systems when they're leaders that they can just hear motivation or have conversations with that's just about something that they want to talk about. Because people, when you are a CEO, now this is what I've learned just being around CEOs and millionaires and people who run, very few people are authentic when they're around those people because, you know, I don't know why we're not. So sometimes just being transparent and having authentic conversation brings value to people's life. And so the more you're around that person, the more you will see what it is that you can do to bring value to their life. Now, maybe you can call them and see if you can volunteer in their office. That can bring value to them. You know, who can't use, I mean, Chassie, if somebody wanted to be mentored by you, you could use somebody coming in and saying, can I answer the phones? Can I drop your stuff off at the mail for you? How can I support things that you may not be able to do or could use some really help in right now in your business? What I did for Robert is I just, you know, send him things that I knew that he liked. Like I sent him strawberries because it was around Sweetest Day and I was picking up some chocolate-covered strawberries. And in our conversation, he told me he loved chocolate-covered strawberries, so I sent them and told him how much his conversation meant to me. Now, I made sure that I wrote words in there that didn't seem like I was trying to come off as chocolate-covered strawberries because seemed a little provocative. So I made sure the words I wrote in the card let him know that it was just about me appreciating him taking his time to have a conversation with me and having lunch with me. You see what I'm saying? It's just the little things.
Yeah,
or even, not even that, you could just write notes. Because people, you know, sometimes put people on a pedestal and not realize that the human thing that they need. So that's how we could bring value. For me, that's how I found so far. Unless you may have some other ideas.
Good morning.
I think that's awesome. Thank you.
Good
you
morning.
Have any ideas that you thought? Okay, just 1 second.
No, actually, that actually opened it up, and that's all that I really was trying to do. I was trying to just open up my brain just a little bit more when you said that. Just, you know, how I am, I really want to, like, jump in and really implement those things. So when you said it, I was just like, huh, well, what could I do? How can I know that? But like you said, just really being around that person, volunteering to do things that I already do, that I'm already really proficient at, answering the phone, helping out different ways. So those are things that I'm already very proficient at. And once I'm around a person, of course I have, you know, God has given us some measure of discernment and I will be able to see a little bit more. So I think that's awesome. And I thank you so much for just sharing your own experience because then that's something that I really can follow in the steps of and, you know, really be able to implement and give us some feedback on how it worked for me. So thank you.
Yes. And so the other thing you will learn is when you're around the people, what it is that, you know, it may just be simple thank you cards. It's just that the one thing that I just want to remind you is that sometimes CEOs and millionaires and people placed on these pedestals, they don't get the human touch. They don't get, like, just simple thank you cards, handwritten thank you cards that says, you know, your time was valuable to me and it meant the world to me. You know, it's the simple things that you can really add value that I begin to notice as I've been, you know, sitting down with them, talking to them. And because their time is so valuable, because they're always, you know, working to do their experience, for them to take their time to share their experience with you, I would say if you get a chance to meet them in there and have lunch with them, always, write a thank you card. Do not let it be a note, handwriting. I think it would be so valuable because when people take the time to share their time with you, especially someone who is moving and shaking and they say, okay, well, let me give you some information, it would be so valuable to just write a thank you card. That can really add value to somebody's life. You don't know how sometimes when I get these handwritten thank you cards with Chastity, you're good at, and Claudette is really good at. And, you know, she just sent me a thank you card. Matter of fact, I need to say thank you for the thank you card for the circus. It just came in the mail, and I love it. I love thank you cards. That's handwritten. I mean, I love thank you cards that's not handwritten, but it's just something more special when somebody writes in their own hand, and you just do not know. We do not realize how simple things can add value to someone's life.
Mm,
all right.
That's good.
Somebody
that's
else has something.
Thank you so much.
Go ahead, Tess. Okay. All right. Somebody else is coming in.
Actually, I was just going to say a lot of times we, like you said, put people on a pedestal. But just having a simple conversation, not wanting anything,
mm-hmm.
not even, they don't really get that. It's like every time they're in an area or a space, it's always about somebody wanting something from them.
Mm-hmm.
But just to sit down and listen to whatever they're going, and they know that you're trusted. I'm not one of those people who see celebrities and, go gaga. I just am who I am. And most of the time, those kinds of relationships or interactions are something that they don't get. So when you come with the heartfelt just to help and not ask for anything in return, your kindness, your love just shines out. And so they tend to pull you in and give you information just in general conversation, because they don't get general conversations often. They're too busy, like you said. And a lot of times just reaching out, through whatever means is the best way to be. Just be your loving self. I find that to be really, are you of service? And that's what we're supposed to be. I appreciate what you said about that. That's a good eye-opener to what people desire, especially folks who are considered multimillionaires. Or I know when I'm around Nadine, she just opens up because she doesn't get that often. They don't get that. I'm just here to help you. What can I do? You need some water? Can I go get you lunch? Can I buy you lunch? Those kinds of things are real simple, but they are important.
All right.
That's a good thought. Good time. What time is it? I'm done.
All right. Well, thank you. All right, finally, it is 7:27. We're going to go ahead and get our day started. I just want to say thank you for tuning in again to the Love Journey. I want to remind you tomorrow is Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. We're reading Overcoming Under Earning. And our host of that is Chastity A. Wells. She's doing a phenomenal job. We want to thank her for that. I want to offer you an opportunity to go to Steve Harvey Jump with SteveHarvey.com, and they're going to be doing some really, it's called a 21-day challenge. It starts December 1st. He's got a new book called Jump. It's all about jumping. It's all about taking risk. And they're going to be sending out motivational videos to your site, to your email address. And so if you're interested in being a part of that 21-day challenge, I will post it on the Love Journey, and you can become a part of the challenge. The book is $18.99. And then you get 1 month free trial. It's a $9.99 month charge to get the. You're going to get these different questions and challenges and papers to fill out. So it might be something you're interested in. Of course, I've done it. They say so. If you're interested in it, you might. And we might, be able to come to the line and have some conversations about some of the things that we learned. Or what we all learn together. But if you're interested in, again, that's Steve Harvey, Jump with Steve Harvey. I will be posting it on the Love Journey. If you're interested in that 21-day challenge, all this week Steve Harvey has had on his, and I'm not even a Steve Harvey watcher, but it's been funny because this week has been really good because it's all about people who jumped. They had Tyra Banks on this week, and she talked about the different things that she did to be where she is and the challenges she went through. And it was really good. Then, of course, you know, Sarah Blakely, who is a billion dollars, she's worth $1 billion right now. She created Spanx, and they had her on there yesterday. So it's just been really, really good conversation, really good about being successful and doing what it takes to be successful. If you're interested in it, today is all this week is all about jumping, and tomorrow's supposed to be this big thing. So if you're interested in it, Steve Harvey comes on at 2 o'clock here in Chicago and East Coast. I think it still comes on at 2, but I'm not sure. So you want to check your local listing if you're interested in learning more about being successful. It's all about success, and he's doing a success club. So if you're interested in being a part of this 21-day challenge, it starts December 1st. I'll post the link, and you can just sign up. And I just wanted to make sure you knew about it if you were interested. Again, your life is a gift from God. Family, what you do with your life is a gift back. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice. And remember, family, don't just dream. Live your God-sized dreams. Just like we heard on the video, don't let nothing stop you. It's not over until you win. It's not over until you win, family. And you can do that. You can win. You can win, family. All right. You can win. I'm going to play this little short clip from just to remind us that dreams have purpose. And dreams will always prevail.
There's nothing stronger or more powerful than a dream. Even in darkness, dreams have an infinite capacity to see light. They outlive pain. They outlast heartbreak. They overcome doubt. They forget imperfection. They cannot be beaten, broken, or taken. Dreams fight. They persevere. They go on. Because determination will always trump disappointment. Desire will always triumph over defeat. And dreams will always prevail.
Love Journey. This song is called Dreaming by Jill Scott. And I am Denise Ingram. Have a great day. And remember, dream the dream and live it. And have fun doing it. I love you, family. Live for the dream, family.
Live for the dream. Little
right, family. Love you. Have a great day.